That's good news. Amen. Too often we try to figure things out for ourselves, but victory belongs to Jesus. We need to seek Jesus. Amen. Victory belongs to Him. Church, we gotta get with it. Amen. He's already done all He's gonna do. It's all up to us to believe and accept this good news. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah, God. We honor You. We worship You. We magnify Your holy name. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for another day, for the breath of life, God. We are so grateful, God. Jesus, we understand it could have been the other way, God. We're so grateful this morning, God, that You've allowed us to come into this place that we call abundant life, Lord God, to worship You, to praise You, to seek Your will, God. God, we are so grateful. God, we thank You, Lord God, for forgiving us, God, when we fall short of Your glory, God. We stand on Your word that says if we confess our sins, God, that You're faithful, God, to forgive us and restore us in the right relationship with You, God. So, God, we thank You for forgiveness this morning, God. God, we pray for those that are caught up in the storm, Lord God, that the Florence, Lord God, in North Carolina, South Carolina, God. God, we thank You, Lord, for keeping so many, Lord God. We pray for those that lost their lives and their family, God, but You've kept so many through the storm, Lord God. So, God, use Your Holy Ghost power, God, and just speak, peace be still, Lord God. Lord God, and move back the winds and the waves, God, as only You can, Lord God. And give them peace that surpasses all understanding right in the midst of the storm, God. So, God, we thank You in advance for what You're going to do for them, Lord God, because we just believe You're going to make a way, Lord God, because You are a way maker and a promise keeper, God. So, God, we thank You this morning. God, we pray, Lord God, for each and every person in this building, Lord God, that You would meet their needs right where they are, Lord God. God, You know the hearts of Your people. You know what they need, Lord God. Breathe on them, Holy Spirit. Rise up in them and give them what they need. Comfort, Lord God. Conviction, Lord God. Correction, Lord God. Whatever they need, Lord God. Healing, Lord God. Move throughout this place in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the resurrected Lord, our Savior. God, move now. Now, God, if there be anything in me, God, strip it away right now so that I can hear clearly from You, Lord God. If, God, if You give it to me, I will stand here boldly and declare it to Your people, God, so that we will be better for You, Lord God. Holy Spirit, move. Let Your power, Your anointing, Your glory, Your presence be felt throughout this building. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah, God. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We praise You, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yeah, we need You right now, God. Move, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, how we need Thee. Every hour, God, we need Thee. Bless me now, my Savior. I come. I come to be. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Church, let's go to the Epistle of James. Let me just see, can I get through what God has given me for the church this morning? Let's go to the Epistle of James. We're approaching that fasting Bible study. We're almost finished with Hebrews, and we're sliding into the Epistle of James. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we need You. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do it without You, God. And don't you do it without me. Hallelujah. Whatever you're doing for your people at this season, God, don't you do it without me, Lord God. God, I want to be part of whatever you're doing here on earth, God. Hallelujah. God, I want to be part of your divine plan. God, don't do it without me. Hallelujah. Fifth chapter of James, you are. Holy Spirit, have your way. Fifth chapter, the epistle of James, and ease on down to verse 13. And let's see what the power of the Holy Ghost is going to do in here, God. God, I don't want to do this without you, Lord Jesus. God, I can't do it without you. I've said yes so long ago that I will be a vessel, God. Only a vessel, Lord God, to be used by you. Hallelujah. Epistle of James, chapter 5, verse 13, and it reads this way in the New King James Version. Holy Spirit, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. If anyone cheerful, let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. Come on, Holy Spirit. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. The Bible says Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth provided its fruit. You may be seated. Move, Holy Spirit. 3 words. Hold on to the 3 words that God has given me last night, very late, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He said, talk to them about a faith-driven prayer. A faith-driven prayer. A faith-driven prayer. I just believe God has purposefully led us to reflect on the spiritual discipline of prayer over the past 3 Sundays. He gave us a message, the need of prayer. Pray with confidence. And this morning he's saying to the church, a faith driven prayer. I just believe that God has a great assignment for each and every one of us, and also a great assignment for our church. And he is preparing us to be effective prayer warriors. See, church, I can only imagine if our church is full of prayer warriors, we will be more effective on our assignment that God has for us. See, I can only imagine what a mighty and great work we could do for the Lord if we were believing prayer warriors. See, Jesus told us this, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, but greater works than these will he do. See, I just believe in what God has told me, that we will do a great work for him. He told us that we are a great church serving a great God. To follow his great commandment and to carry out his great commission. So I'm just looking for the greater in abundant life. I'm just looking for the greater for all of us. But God is saying the work is there, but I'm waiting on you, abundant life. I'm waiting for the prayer warriors to get in place.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says the prayer of the righteous has great power. Put it another way, like I read, the prayer of the righteous. See, we got to get our hearts right, people of God. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. When we are walking in righteousness, it's when we can do the will of God here on earth. Hallelujah, God. I may have mentioned to some of you all, I'm reflecting on two books that they're blessing my soul. One is the celebration of discipline. And the other is the spirit of the disciplines. See, I just believe in order to walk this walk with Christ, as believers, we must have disciplined lives, you all. Disciplined lives. So Foster, in his celebration of discipline, he talks about the importance of the discipline of meditation, a prayer, a fasting, of study. But he states that of all the discipline, prayer is the most central because it ushers us into perpetual communion with God, perpetual communion with the God of the universe, with the God who created heaven and earth. And what a privilege God has given us. He also indicates that prayer is life-changing. So when you commune with God, prayer is life-changing. Prayer is the central avenue that God uses to transform us. Are you praying, people of God? Are you righteous, people of God? Are you abiding, people of God? The Bible says, and no, Foster said this. He said, if a person is unwilling to change, that they are unwilling to pray. If a person is unwilling to change, that person is unwilling to pray. Because they like what they like right where they are. And they don't want God shifting and cutting out some things from them and cutting out some of their friends. If we are unwilling to change, we will abandon prayer as part of our everyday life. But when we pray, hallelujah, God will slowly and graciously remove all this stuff from us that we don't need in us. Let the believers say amen. But when we pray, God will begin to change our hearts. When we pray, God is saying to the church, I'm looking for prayer warriors. I need abundant life to be different. I need you all to change some of the things that are happening in your family. Somebody must stand for the Lord. I need you to change the foolishness that goes on in my church. Somebody must stand for the Lord. I need for you to be warriors in your community to shut down the violence, to stop the drugs. I'm looking for a church who is willing to be prayer warriors for me. See, I've given you authority to cast down some things, but you need to believe this word and walk in it, people of God. Hallelujah, God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, God. So James writes, He writes this little epistle with five chapters. We're told that he's the half-brother of Jesus. But note, if you read the beginning of the book, he says, I'm a servant. I'm a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't even talk about this special relationship with Christ. He just wanted to do the will of God, you all. Anybody here just want to do the will of God? No matter what your title is in the church, you just want to be in his will. Hallelujah. But God is saying to the church, we must pray faith-driven prayers. Hallelujah. 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 Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, God. This little epistle, this little five chapters inspired by God. I can imagine James just writing, we got to change some things. Things need to change on this earth. Hallelujah. Therefore, the fervent prayer of the righteous is going to make the difference. Hallelujah. It's not going to be how much money you have, how large a house you're in, how big is your car. It's going to be the fervent prayer of the righteous. Lord God, help me, Holy Spirit. He wants us to change, you all. He wants us to be effective people of God. Hallelujah. This is for abundant life. Hallelujah. This is for this church, because everybody won't be able to walk this walk. Some will fall by the wayside because it's difficult walking in the ways of God. They love the world so much and the ways of the world so much that they refuse to pray. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We're told that these five chapters gives the Christian practical ways of living. James tells the readers in the beginning, you're going to face trials and tribulation. Oh, yeah. He tells us to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. He writes about controlling your tongue. Watch what you say to people. He writes to submitting to God and resisting the devil. James writes in these five little chapters. He writes about the belief of faith and works. You cannot have faith if you're not going to do the work of our Lord and Savior. He writes about practical living for the church. These five chapters. So powerful for the believer. It was so powerful that when I was in seminary, we spent a full semester talking about these five chapters. Because James tells us how to live here on earth. Wow, Holy Spirit, I didn't. So as we look at our morning text, we're told that James is writing to 12 tribes of Jewish Christians. They were scattered because Christians were being persecuted. But he was telling them, wherever you go, live the life. Wherever you are, live the life. So that's a message for us. Wherever we are, we're still Christians. Wherever we are, our light should shine. Wherever we go, we should be the difference. People should want to know more about our God. That's what James is writing about. You may not be here in Jerusalem, but wherever you are, you be a witness for him. Come on, Holy Spirit. You know what our church needs this morning. Hallelujah, God. So James writes, he put pen to paper, little squiggly lines to show us how to live on this earth. James' message, our morning message, really is about prayer of faith. He's talking about the power of prayer. He's talking about faith-driven prayer, you all. That's what he wants us to know about. He's telling the reader, in all situations, in all your struggles, in your sickness, in your sin, he's saying, pray. Pray. Because a fervent prayer in faith will change things. He said, God has given us the privilege of prayer. So will you accept your privilege to be different, to change somebody's life? Really? Too often it becomes all about us. I'm going to get this. I'm going to buy this. I'm going to go here. I'm going to travel there. But God said, I have created you with purpose. I have created you to glorify me. Are you willing, people of God? See, this is not for everybody, because if somebody just enjoy this stuff they're doing, the earth got, and then the world got so much fun stuff for you. I can't give up that, Pastor. But God is saying, I allowed you to breathe this morning with purpose. I've given you the breath of life with purpose, people of God. Are you going to walk in faith and be about your Father's business? Hallelujah, God. Come on, somebody. I don't know who this is for. James is saying, pray in troubled times. Pray in good times. Pray. I read someone said that in times of trouble, Christians often fall victim to self-pity. They began to have pity parties. Some even get on the phone to find somebody to help weep with them. Girl, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, bro, I understand that. Mm-hmm. And you began to go deeper and deeper and deeper into depression. When trouble comes, not you all, but some Christians feel with sadness. Why me? Disappointment, depression, anger. Why me? Why not you? God is saying in this epistle, during times of trouble and tribulation, pray. Rather than surrendering to these responses of depression and whining, he said, during these times, pray. And pray in faith with purpose. Let the church say amen. James is saying your prayer should be faith driven. Because see, you have this faith in God. James saying, count it all joy. Somebody said, how can we pass it? He said, count it all joy. When you fall into various trials, knowing that this is only the testing of your faith and your patience. Pray. But then James says, let this patience have its perfect work in you to bring you to maturity so you're like nothing. Another writer said, my brothers, my friends, be glad. Be glad even if you have trouble all around you. You know that you learn to endure when your faith is tested. Come on, people of God. You all know that. But you must learn to endure everything, James is telling us. God is using James through this epistle to say, oh, don't you quit in your pit. Because you are going to have some pit experiences. But you press on. Count it all joy, he said. God wants us to learn to endure so that we can be an example to the world how we go through situations. See, we're going through. Jesus said you're going to get to the other side, but you got to believe it, and you must have faith-driven prayers as you go forward. I don't know who this is for, but I believe somebody's going through some stuff this morning. Somebody is hurting this morning, but God is saying, pray in faith. I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can even ask or think. But you got to believe this. You can't pray in doubt. It won't work. Hallelujah. It won't work, you all, if you pray with doubt. Hallelujah. Pray with purpose. Now, we know about faith. See, we have these faith driven prayers. And last week we studied about faith in chapter 11 of Hebrews. So we know a lot about faith, and some of us just believe it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Some of us actually believe it. See, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we cannot see. Hallelujah. It's faith. Faith. Pray in faith, people of God. If you want a change in your family, have faith-driven prayers. If you want change in the church, we need to get together and pray faith-driven prayers, people of God. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, move and change us all. Let us not be just pretending we believe this thing, but let us look to the hills where cometh our help and walk in faith. Hallelujah. Just remember these few things about faith. Just remember these few things God gave me. Faith is the confidence in the reality of what we cannot see. We don't see it, but we know God is going to do it. We don't know how it's going to work out, but God is going to do it because his word says so. His word told me if I abide in him and if his word abide in me, I can ask anything. Hallelujah. So if you're going to do this faith-driven prayer, faith begins with that confidence that God exists. See, some people don't even believe God exists. Hallelujah. That's faith. See, you can't see God because God is spirit. But do you believe there is a God in heaven sitting on his throne, taking care of all of us? Faith provides a confidence that God rewards those who diligently seek him. No doubt. God's going to work it out. No doubt.
Yes, no doubt.
No doubt. No doubt. Through Christ, believers receive the rewards of faith. We got so many benefits. I can't tell them all. Read the Bible. So many benefits. Hallelujah. Trust God because God is faithful. Somebody say, great is thou faithfulness. Believe, people of God, as we pray faith-driven prayers that God is listening, that God is with us. See, I don't know what you're going through, but yeah, I praise God because my heart is broken. But God said, fear not, for I am with you. See, I have to go to the word, you all, in times like these. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God said, yeah, you're going to go through some stuff. But when you pass through the waters, you ever felt like you're drowning? Just going under. He said, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. But you got to believe it. He said, this water is not going to overflow you. You're not going to drown. He said, when you walk through the fire, sometimes you feel like it's getting a little hot in here. Hallelujah. You may feel like you're in a fiery furnace. God said, you will not be burned. For I am your God. See, you have to believe this word and you got to walk it out because life got some stuff for you and so do people. People will hurt you, disappoint you, and keep you on your knees. But God said, have you not known? Have you not heard, people of God? The everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He doesn't faint and he doesn't grow weary, people of God. See, we stress out and we worry. His understanding is unsearchable. That's the word of God. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases your strength. Yes, he'll give you the power to get through anything. But you must believe it. Hallelujah. Somewhere in that Bible says, even the youth will faint and grow weary, and the young men will utterly fall. That's the word. But those who wait on the Lord, who trust in the Lord, he will renew your strength. Hallelujah. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run, hallelujah, and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, people of God. But we must pray faith-driven prayers, and we must be in the relationship with God. Come on, are you in that relationship we've been talking about? People of God, yeah, there will be trials and tribulation. Jesus even told you that. Amen. The Messiah told you that. The Savior of the world told you that. Be of good cheer. I have overcome. What are you worrying about? I'm taking care of the worldly stuff.
this means to us, what y'all were singing early. Victory belongs to Jesus. But see, if you don't believe it, this stuff is not going to work for you. It's foolishness to those who do not believe. It's foolishness for those that are on their way to hell. All of this is foolishness. Holy Spirit, help me, Lord God. God is saying to the church, somebody in here has prayed to me. And yeah, you prayed in faith, and I haven't answered you yet. Somebody in here is weary this morning, he said. But I'm just molding you, and I'm shaping you. He said, I've heard your prayers, and I've seen your tears. I know you're in the struggle of your life. It's only a test. It's only a test. Will you trust me? Will you believe that I've heard your faith-driven prayer? Will you worship me in the middle of waiting on my answer? He's saying, don't you throw away. Somebody needs to hear this. Don't you throw away your confidence in me. I've always been with you. I've always kept you. So in this season, trust me. Holy Spirit, help me just wind this down. Hallelujah, God. He said, trust me. Trust me. He said, read my word. Trust me. Read my word. Trust me. Trust me with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Through it all, acknowledge me, and I'm going to order your steps. I'm going to direct your path. Oh, yes, I am. But I need for you to keep praying a faith-driven prayer. Now, he says to somebody, it's time to praise me now. I haven't answered you yet. You haven't seen the answer, but it's time to praise me now. Hallelujah, God, help me. Praise me now. People of God, remember this as I begin to close. Faith-driven prayers are based on the Word of God. So you must know this word. And as you pray, whatever you're going through, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against my family shall prosper. No weapon formed against my church shall prosper. No weapon formed against my community shall prosper. But you got to believe it. You got to know the word and pray the word. Know in all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So you got to pray the word over your situation. I don't know your challenges and I don't know your struggle, but pray this word, people of God. God did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave us power of love and a sound mind. Work that word, people of God. Pray in faith, people of God. Believe God is going to answer and you're going to have the victory. Pray the word, people of God. Holy Spirit, help me finish this. I will not be anxious for nothing, but in everything, I'm going to pray with supplication, with thanksgiving, knowing that God is going to work it out. He's going to give me a peace that surpasses all understanding. I don't know who this is for, but somebody is hurting this morning. And God is saying, I want you to be a faith-driven prayer warrior.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Trust me. Trust me. God, I'm just so glad that you hear our prayers. But you just ask a few things of us. You ask us to abide in you and let your word abide in us. God, help us to abide this morning.
Help us, God. Help us, God.
Come on, God, help me. Lord Jesus, help me wind this up. I'm so glad that Jesus thought we were worth saving you all. Hallelujah, God. God, help me in. Help me in, Lord God. I've told you all many times the best gift my mama gave me was to take me to church and the Word of God.
Thank you.
The second best gift she gave me is a CD by Tremaine Hawkins and Mahalia Jackson. And I hold these lyrics so dear. God, if I could sing it, I would sing it to your people. But it says, I found the answer. See, my mom was a prayer warrior, y'all. So she gave me this. I found the answer. I've learned to pray. With faith to guide me, I've found the way. The sun is shining for me each day. Praise God. I found the answer. I've learned to praise. It says, I was weak and weary, and I had gone astray, walking in darkness. I just couldn't find my way. But then a light came shining to lead me from despair, and all my sins forgiven, and I'm free from care. It says, I've found the answer. Thank you, Mom. I've learned to pray. With faith to guide me, I found the way. Mom, thank you. Tony is resting with you. Derek is resting with you. So I'm down here still praying, Mom. I found the answer.
Thank you, Lord.
My mom said, keep your Bible with you. Read it every day. Always count your blessings and always stop to pray. Learn to keep believing. And faith will see you through. Seek to know contentment, and it will come to you. Hallelujah, God. I've found the answer now. I don't know about you, but I've found the answer. With faith to God, hallelujah, I've found the way. Hallelujah, the sun is shining for me each day. Yes, I've found the answer. I've learned to pray. Thank you, Mom. Take care of Tony. Take care of Derek. We'll see you when our time comes. Because I've found the answer, Mom.
Hallelujah.
Mom, I've found the answer. Thank you, God. People of God, commit to commune with your Heavenly Father through faith-driven prayer. And believe that He will answer. Believe it. Pray a faith-driven prayer. Don't you doubt, people of God. God has so much for each one of us. I believe you're here with purpose. It's not an accident. It's not because someone invited you. It's because the power of the Holy Spirit led you to this place this morning. Because you're going to move in your purpose and you're going to bless the kingdom. Hallelujah. Yeah, I found the answer. I just pray you all get with it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, I've learned to pray.
Hallelujah.
With faith to guide me, I found the way. The sun is shining for me each day. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I don't want to go through this life without Jesus. Because of Jesus, I smile each day. People wonder why Pastor's smiling. I'm smiling because God thought I was worth saving. No matter what people say to me, do to me, talk about me, knives in my back, God is still on His throne, you all. And He's not going to leave me alone. So please stand all over the sanctuary. God is looking for prayer warriors all over this place. All over this place. I believe we're all saved, but I'm going to ask the question. Does anybody want to join with us this morning? As we press to do the will of God, as we knock down some bricks and some things that Satan has planned in our lives, our family, our community. Does anybody want to join us on this battle for the Lord? Hallelujah. We're just going to pray in here. And I want every person to come with faith. And you pray a faith-driven prayer. If there is something you need God to forgive you for, you ask Him to move that out the way so He can hear your prayer and answer this morning. We have a mighty work to do for the Lord. So we have to be faith-driven when we bow before the Lord. I'm just going to open the altar now for those who believe. The altar is open for believers. If you believe your prayer will get through to heaven, come to the altar right now in the name of Jesus. Pray for your family. Pray for your church. Pray for your community. Pray for our children. Pray for the school system. Hallelujah. And pray that God will bind anything that Trump guy tries to do that would harm any persons in the name of Jesus. Pray for those people in North Carolina.